Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the December 2010 issue of Boy's Life magazine, along with a few articles from Scouts in the News. First article is called From This Month on page 8. Just a few items of interest. Setting sail. The Chronicles of Narnia continue with a third magical adventure. Prince Caspian takes to the sea on a journey that leads him to the edge of the world. Voyage of the Dawn Treader sails into theaters December 10th. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voice of the Dawn Treader. And Yogi Bear, smarter than average, a hungry bear with his pint-sized sidekick kick into picnic baskets at Jellystone Park. See Yogi Bear in 3D, stealing into theaters December 17th. And the calendar. December 17 is Underdog Day. Just because you're down doesn't mean you're out. December 21st is the first day of winter. On this date, January 3rd, 1967, Dr. Christiane Barnard performs the first heart transplant. December 7th, 1972. NASA launches its last manned mission to the moon, Apollo 17. And December 25th, 1888, Philadelphia's downtowners beat the uptowners in the first indoor baseball game. Expand your mind. Got questions? Get answers. Time for Kids' Big Book of Why provides hard facts on all sorts of tough quandaries. Time Home Entertainment Incorporated. And lighten up. Find the best light shows around. Go to boyslife.org/links/lightfinder and get into the spirit of the season. There's a picture of Pedro running off with some Christmas lights. Centennial Corner. That's on page 45. And here's a picture of our buddy Pee Wee Harris. In the Centennial Corner, the fun is just beginning. What a great year of celebration we just had, honoring the Boy Scouts of America, America's first 100 years, and looking forward to the next 100. But starting next month, we get to celebrate another centennial. 2011 marks 100 years of Boy's Life magazine. You know what that means? More fun and more birthday cake. And here's a picture of Pee-wee and a baker with the title Boy's Life in the 100 years at the bottom. And Pee-wee's has a nice chunk of it. And he says, wow, my favorite magazine is a whopping 100 years old. A Holiday Gift Guide, page 46. A fun, energetic gift that's sweet, sweet treat for everybody. Spot bugs with a laser and suck them up live. Features a built-in magnifying glass and capture core for transferring to your bug habitat. That's a picture with the, looks like a young Cub Scout shooting this laser gun. Now available, the 2010 Jamboree Official Souvenir Video. The Official Souvenir Video is a vibrant DVD collection of memories from the 2010 National Scout Jamboree, celebrating the first 100 years of scouting. Bonus footage and special features include Jamboree troop photos, arena show highlights, and behind the scenes of Boy's Life magazine. DVDs are $15.95 each. You can save 20% by ordering 12 or more DVDs that go to the same address. Price includes postage and shipping. For orders outside the United States, please add $5 postage for each DVD. Allow 2 weeks for shipping. and more holiday gift guide. Sports, you are the controller. Move your body. 10 complete sporting events. And the gift of good reading. Boyce Life turned 100 in 2011. Every anniversary issue will be an extra special collector's edition, especially the one for March 2011, the official 100th anniversary issue. Place gift subscription at www.boyslife.org/subscribe. Enter discount code DR10 to save $9 off the regular $24 subscription fee. Boys will want to collect all 12 commemorative issues. They may keep them for a lifetime and will remember and be thankful for your gift. BSA members should see their scout leader or visit their local council office to get Boys Life at the special scout rate. Put the Nintendo DSi XL system on your list. Not only does the Nintendo DSi XL system have a large screen, two cameras, and the ability to manipulate pictures and sound, it's also your ticket to a world of your favorite Nintendo games. It has a nice picture of a blue Nintendo game here. And one lucky reader will win it all. Enter today to win. BoysLife.org. Visit the website for details and make sure you return every day this month for more chances to win everything. On pages 46 to 48 of December's gift guide. Space Aviation. Space Handyman. There are new types of robot. Two new types of robot could journey to the moon, space station, and beyond as an essential part of the crew on a manned NASA spacecraft. Resembling 26-pound six-legged crabs, the Lemur ILA robots will inspect and maintain the Orion crew exploration, space telescopes, satellites, and other space equipment. They're built to wiggle into hard-to-reach nooks and crannies. The Lemur 11B is a four-legged robot designed for exploration on the Moon, Mars, asteroids, and other planetary surfaces. Descendants of the Lemur La Robot could be flying on NASA missions within 5 years. Read all about it. Take to the air with Aviation Pioneers, Sky Sailors, True Stories of the Balloon Era by David L. Bristow tells 9 stories of humans exploring the heavens, all without the help of airplanes. Strauss-Garrow Books for Young Readers. And News and Notes, a grand tradition. Monopoly is celebrating its 75th anniversary. From the Great Depression to the new millennium, America's favorite board game has let participants accumulate mass amounts of make-believe wealth. In 1934, Charles Darrow of Germantown, Pennsylvania, presented the Monopoly concept to Parker Brothers, a toy and game company. The company rejected the idea, saying the game had 52 eras. Darrow refused to give up. He handmade 5,000 sets and sold them to Philadelphia department stores. The game became a hit, but Darrow couldn't keep up with demand. He went back to Parker Brothers, which decided to manufacture the game in 1935. Monopoly quickly became the best-selling game in the country. Since then, more than 500 million people have played the more than 200 million games sold. Boy Scouts of America and BSA 100th Anniversary Editions are available at boyslife.org/links/scoutstuff. Now for Scouts in the News. Scouts donate tree to commemorate 100-year anniversary. The Boy Scouts of America celebrated its 100th birthday earlier this year. As a way to symbolize their tradition of cooperation, the city and the Boy Scouts planted a tree during a dedication ceremony, May 1st near the Scout cabin on the green. The Scouts also presented a dedication plaque to the city to be placed at the base of the tree. It was in recognition of the support the city has shown the scouts over the years, said Alan Park, assistant scoutmaster for Troop 777. The Maple Tree Gift is a part of a national initiative by the scouts to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the organization, which was started February 8, 1910, Park said. The growth of the tree will represent the cooperative growth of the city and scouts, he said. 11 scouts, along with leaders and parents, attended the May 1st dedication. Representatives included members of Cub Pack 3327, Troop 321, Troop 327, and Troop 777. I think it's a wonderful way to show our appreciation to the city of Hudson and the residents, Park said. And as scouting continues to grow, this tree will grow with it. Family of Eagles. When Chad is presented his eagle, he'll be the sixth Lentz to become an Eagle Scout, following his two older brothers, father, and two uncles. It's an impressive legacy, one Chad said he felt just a little pressure to complete. My older brothers and my dad and his brothers had all gotten their eagles, so I figured I would too, he said. The drive to attain the pinnacle of scouting for Chad and his older brothers Doug and Brian came from their father Nick, who was also the oldest of the three Eagle Scout brothers. Guided by the family patriarch Joe Lentz, who came to Alaska in 1935 as an infant, Nick earned the first Lentz Eagle in 1973, followed by brothers Paul and Dale. Being an Eagle Scout is a distinctive honor, Nick said. It tells people that you're committed, that you'll stand up for what's right. You won't lie. You won't cheat. At least you shouldn't, he said. Nick also said he still tries to hold true to the scout law, which lays out the moral attributes a scout should exhibit. Scout Breakfast honors local businessman and NBA star. Both a staunch defender on the basketball court and personal corporate defender of financial resources will be honored for their contributions to the Boy Scouts of America at the 7th Annual Friends of Scouting Community Leadership Breakfast. The community breakfast raises funds for the 2,300 kids involved in scouting in the Tri-City area, says Joe Barton, Mission Peak District Executive of Boy Scouts of America. Managing partner of Greenstein, Rogoff, Olson, and Company, LLP, Alan Olson will be recognized as Businessman of the Year for his contributions to scouting. He'll be joined by keynote speaker, National Basketball Association star, and former player with the Utah Jazz, Mark Eaton. Alan grew up to appreciate scouting through his father's influence while growing up in Helena, Montana. My father is a great example, and scouting and I will always be grateful that he helped me become involved, said Olson. All three of his sons and seven of his grandsons are Eagle Scouts. Eaton, 53, born and raised in Southern California, spent his youth as an Eagle Scout. He played two seasons of Division I college basketball at UCLA before spending 12 seasons in the NBA with the Utah Jazz. Boy Scouts badges in Lee County, United States, sign of changing times. When the Boy Scouts of America began in 1910, geocaching, robotics, and video gaming may have been stuff of science fiction. Not now. Scouts can earn badges for using GPS to find treasure, and Cub Scouts can earn belt loots for video gaming. The high-tech gadgetry is a way for the Boy Scouts, which was about 2.1 million members nationally, including 3,300 in Lee County, to remain relevant. It's also intended to teach boys skills such as time management, budgeting, and motor coordination. I think more so than ever, it is important to change with the times, says Greg Graham, scout executive and CEO of the Southwest Florida Council of the Boy Scouts of America. The primary purpose of the badges is the same, DeMeo said, is to allow boys to see a little bit of what could be their careers later, he said. For the moment, though, the badges and the activity required to earn them are more intriguing to many scouts. Simon Kenton, Council Honors Area Scout. The Simon Kenton Council Boy Scouts of America honored local scouter Mark Hopps February 6 with the Silver Beaver Award. The Silver Beaver Award is the council-level distinguished service award of the Boy Scouts of America. Recipients of this award are registered adult leaders who have made an impact on the lives of youth through service given to the council. The Silver Beaver is an award given to those who implement the scouting program and perform community service through hard work, self-sacrifice, dedication, and many years of service. It is given to those who do not actively seek it. Hopps, 20 years of dedicated service to youth and the scouting program, was cited for his recommendation for the award. Cub Scouts Aid and Flood Relief Effort. Since the Boy Scouts of America's inception in 1910, Scouts have learned to live the principles of the Scout Oath and Law through community service and helping other people at all times. Scouting Good Turn for America program encourages Scouts to do a good turn daily. Often, Scouts will partner with community service organizations, as that partnership provides many additional avenues for Scouts to provide community service in their neighborhoods. After the historic flooding of Middle Tennessee, a call to action was issued to the Scouts in PAC 197 at Barfield Elementary School. These Scouts were only 6 to 12 years old, but they were determined to make a difference and help those in need. Working with Salvation Army, the Scouts began assembling personal hygiene kits for the flood victims. Scout shares facts on skin cancer. It was not a foot injury that likely saved Ben Jennings' life. The Boy Scout and inveterate skateboarding fan hurt himself skating in March 2009. Headed off to have himself treated, and then was shocked by the reaction of both the nurse practitioner and the physician who examined him. The doctor said, "It's bad." Ben's mother, Jenny, recalled noting that that's not the kind of pronouncement she or her husband Gary wanted to hear directed toward their son. The problem was a mole that had been on the teenager's foot since birth. Innocuous looking to begin with, it had begun exhibiting some warning signs of potential skin cancer. When it came time to choose the requisite public service project, based on his own experience, Ben's choice pretty much made itself. Melanoma awareness and skin cancer screening. "That was the whole reason why I wanted to do this project," said Ben. The project, Ben added, is aimed at young people. Since his own experience with it, he has been talking about skin cancer with them, preaching the importance of sunscreen, for example, and has learned something surprising in the process. "I've learned," he said, "there are a lot more teenagers that have it than I thought." And finally, for Scouts in the News, Scout-O-Rama will help celebrate 100 years. More than 1,000 Boy Scouts will become showmen this weekend. As part of the 100th anniversary of Scouting in the United States, the Shenandoah Area Council of the Boy Scouts of America is hosting a Scout-O-Rama at the Shenandoah County Fairgrounds, beginning Friday and lasting through Sunday morning. The council, which is comprised of Shenandoah, Warren, Frederick, Clark, Page, and Rappahannock counties, as well as Winchester and three West Virginia counties, will basically be packing a century's worth of learning into one weekend. "It will be a show-like atmosphere," Camp Chairman Gary Roster said. Three food vendors, the American Red Cross, and the United States Forest Service, among others, who are slated to be on hand. Partnering with the service, the Camp Roosevelt CCC Legacy Foundation will have a display and miniature barracks, said its president, John Sharp. The Civilian Conservation Corps was created by President Franklin D. Roosevelt during the Great Depression to give boys and men ages 17 through 25 an opportunity to work and preserve America's natural resources. The James R. Wilkins Sr. Civilian Conservation Corps Interpretive Center at the Forest Service Office in Edinburgh is about $400,000 away from being complete, Sharp says. Well, now let's go to page 55 and think and grin. A book never written. How to Decorate a Tree by Orna Mint. And that's from Justin Lapid in Galena, Ohio. Greg, I have a Wonder Watch. It only costs 50 cents. Dylan, why is it called a Wonder Watch? Greg, because every time I look at it, I wonder if it's still working. And that's from Greg Stein in El Dorado Hills, California. A Book Never Written. Winter Olympic Sports by Bob Sled. And that's from Gray Cuevas in Phoenix, Arizona. Definition. Deliver. To remove a vital organ. Okay. Deliver. All right. Christopher Kubwick from Wolverine Lake, Michigan. Colin, what's a pig's best karate move? Riley, I give up. Colin, the pork chop. Okay. And that's from Colin Cummings in Kansas City, Missouri. Mother, what should we name our son? Father, Pistachio. Mother, who would name their child Pistachio? Father, a couple of nuts. That's from Jonathan Town in Bristow, Virginia. Denver. Knock, knock. Sam, who's there? Denver, cargo. Sam, cargo who? Denver, no, cargo. Cargo, beep, beep. That's from Denver Sweet in Newport, Michigan. Bill, what do you give the teller at a virtual bank? Will, I don't know. Bill, a reality check. That's from Joel Rodeback in American Fork, Utah. A Book Never Written. Birds by Perry Keat. That's from Jacob Ziblicki in Levering, Michigan. Alex, what do you call a fish that won't shut up? Danielle, I'm stumped. Alex, a big mouth bass. From Alex Shaw in Racine, Wisconsin. A Book Never Written. Constructing a House by Building Blocks. That's from Ethan Schultz in Centennial, Colorado. Boy Scouts from the city went camping. The mosquitoes were so fierce, the boys hid under their blankets to avoid being bitten. Then one of the scouts saw some lightning bugs. We might as well give up, he sighed. They're coming after us with flashlights. Andy Gates from Spokane, Washington. Leslie, what did the plate say to the silverware? Dylan, I don't know. Tell me. Leslie, dinner's on me. That's from Leslie Romero in Clinton, Utah. Warped Wise Man says, reading while sunbathing makes you well read. That's from Nicholas Gant in South Range, Wisconsin. A Book Never Written. The Art of Giving by Phil Anthropy. From Gautam Ramesh in Danville, California. Definition. Boys in berries. Guys in a jam. Okay. And that's from Stephen Gant in Superior, Wisconsin. A Book Never Written. Finding a Good Hotel by Mary Ott. From Ben Upton in Colorado Springs, California. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Definition. Play dough. Fake money. Nicholas Gant in South Range, Wisconsin. Alex, what did the rain cloud wear under his raincoat? Ben, tell me. Alex, thunderwear. That from Alex Hockaday in Longwood, Florida. Parker, where do you learn to make ice cream? Harper, beats me. Parker, at Sunday school. Okay. Bob, knock, knock. Dylan, who's there? Bob, Amish. Dylan, Amish who? Bob, really? You don't look like a shoe. That's Jay McGurnan in Grays Lake, Illinois. Joseph, how do you know carrots are good for your eyes? Justin, I don't know. Joseph, because you never see a rabbit wearing glasses. That's from Joseph Seung in Cupertino, California. Matt, why did the bakery hire so many apples? Jason, I don't know. Matt, there was a lot of turnover. That's from Matthew Renna in Maleen, Alabama. Nathan, why was the cat so small? Ethan, I have no idea. Nathan, it ain't only condensed milk. That's from Nathan Beam in Carrollton, Georgia. Nick, what do rodents power their cars with? Rick, tell me. Nick, weasel diesel. That's from Nick Newton in Redwood City, California. Daffynition, carpool, where automobiles go for a dip. And that's from Ricky Gardner in Hanover Park, Illinois. Tim, what snake likes baked dessert? Desserts? Isaiah, tell me. Tim, the python. That's from Isaiah Christman in Jamestown, Tennessee. Definition, a pier, the thing that you fish off of. Okay. That's from Nicholas Gant from South Range, Wisconsin. Kevin, why is the bride always unlucky on her wedding day? Devin beats me. Kevin, because she never marries the best man. That's from Kevin Kane in Aston, Pennsylvania. Jason, what did the judge wear to the trial? Joe, tell me. Jason, a lawsuit. Jason Diggs in Covington, Louisiana. A teen walked into a store to buy curtains and said, I want those curtains over there to fit my computer screen. Computers don't need curtains, said the salesman. Hello, the teen said. I have windows. That's from Nathan Adams in Temecula, California. A man went to visit a friend and was amazed to find him playing chess with his dog. The man watched the game in astonishment for a while. I can hardly believe my eyes, he said. That's the smartest dog I've ever seen. He's not so smart, the friend replied. I've beaten him 3 games out of 5. That's from Aaron Coons in Williamsport, Maryland. Daffynition, coolant, a small insect with style. From Levi Siegelman in Atlanta, Georgia. A book never written. Weeds and Flowers by Dan D. Lyon. And that's from Joshua Bettison in Bellflower, Missouri. Dell, what kind of swamp do you roast on a stick? John, I have no clue. Dell, a marshmallow. And that's from Dell Ryan in Nisswa, Minnesota. George, what do cats do when they get hurt? Jeff, tell me. George, meow. That's from George U. in San Ramon, California. Colton, knock, knock. Steve, who's there? Colton, owls. Steve, owls who? Colton, you're right. Owls do hoot. From Colton Schiller in Copeland, Texas. Warp, wise man wonders. If the pen is truly mightier than the sword, why do actions speak louder than words? That's from Dan Baldwin in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Well, we run out of time for today's reading. I am John Ivy, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and readily available as podcast after the broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. See you next time.